escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Adam Schefter just sending out this report saying several teams have spoken to the Cowboys about a potential Micah Parsons trade, and for the first time, the Cowboys appear to be willing to at least listen. Sources tell me this is usually about one or two steps before we get the new contract for Micah Parsons.
Jerry Jones also has put out what he believes he personally negotiated, like the deal that everyone's been like, so what did you guys talk about before? And that would have paid Micah $40.5 million per year. So I mean,
pauper's check.
At some point, you're like, Micah, be a little reasonable here. Because if $40 million is Myles Garrett territory. That's right at TJ Watt territory. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons is great. He's not TJ Watt. He's not Myles Garrett. He's more like Max Crosby, which is around like $36 million in that range. So like if we split the difference, he already turned down the best offer I think he should be getting.
I think he is in Myles Garrett range. I think he is. By the way, I would put TJ Watt closer to Max Crosby.
Maybe right now for this upcoming season, if you do the past 3 years, I still think Micah Parsons is below Myles Garrett, though. That there's a difference there to me.
I think, listen, in fairness, this is...
Just because of the double team rates and everything associated with it.
This is just the finest of differences between truly great players. I think Max Crosby deserves more than what Max Crosby got. And I don't think TJ deserves more what TJ got, but TJ got more than Miles. So I think if Miles is going right in March, if that's become TJ's TJ's going rate, I think Micah deserves more than TJ. So, like $42 million a year, called even.
I mean, but so we're doing this whole big deal, this whole song and dance for the difference of just a $1.5 million per season over a 5-year deal. I mean, it's not nothing to sneeze at, but it's also enough to be like, oh, so maybe you really just want to play for a different team.
No, I don't think it's that. I think he just wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, which I think he's one of the rarefied players. I think Miles deserves to be in that conversation, too.
Now, have you heard the rumors over the previous 48 hours or so of the new team that is feeling like they're number one in charge?
I know Green Bay was
Exactly right.
So they're back into it?
So not only that, there are Packers fans that in the past 24 hours have been tracking flights. And like they're doing the tracking of the flight. And honestly, in another weird turn of events, they're crediting Kay Adams as one of the getting this ball rolling because she interviewed Micah Parsons she interviewed Jordan Love, and in there Jordan Love had hinted about how he'd been recruiting Micah Parsons and how he really thought a deal could get done, like something in those horizons, and then it just sent Green Bay in a tizzy.
So does she get blamed if they don't get him?
It's an odd mix with her. She only gets credit when things happen, and no one ever blames her when things don't. I saw an AI image.
She is incredibly lovable. Like, she just likes football, and she's got a great personality, so of course.
I saw an AI image of her with a statue built outside a Lambo, so like they're really calm about this, Nick. They're really taking this
life
in stride.
Life size, or is it like the Tom Brady, which is like
19 feet tall?
19 feet tall. I don't think Kay is that much of an egomaniacal maniac.
That would be funny, though. That would be funny if all of a sudden she just got enough credit for the actual trade that they're like, hey, here's a statue.
It's funnier for her because she's so tiny. Now, so we'll keep you up to date with the latest on Micah Parsons. That's the latest we have of right now. We'll see if a trade develops. But the big talking point this week has become about Arch Manning and the hype with Arch Manning ahead of Ohio State and Texas. It started with Jordan Rogers on Get Up and ESPN, but we had Danny Cannell on yesterday, former college football quarterback. I think he had a couple dalliances with the NFL as well. Now, you know, SEC college football. And we asked him if the Manning hype was over the top. Here's where Danny went.
I think it's so over the top. Like, it's impossible. Like, I feel bad for Arch Manning because he really hasn't asked for any of it. And I do have to give him a ton of credit because I think he's handled it really, really well. Like, he's said and done all the right things, and yet media just gravitates to him. I cannot remember. Like, Tebow had some hysteria, but that was really after they won the championship and he won the Heisman. Then it sort of blew up. Same thing with Johnny Manziel, who had hysteria around him, but that was sort of after he broke out. Nobody even knew who Johnny Manziel was when he took over the starting role for A&M. I kind of have to go outside the sport of football and look at a guy like LeBron James, who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high schooler, to remember anybody with this sort of expectations heaped upon him. And I think it's impossible for him to meet those expectations. I think if the sky is the limit for what he could be, but I think it's going to be much more of a roller coaster ride for Texas, which is why I actually have them at 9-3 and missing the playoffs.
So I think Danny's comparing it to the wrong person, although I do think Tebow's an interesting one, but like, I think we're talking about hype before somebody hits the field. And mm-hmm. to me, that's huge recruits. That's Jamarcus Russell right before he went to LSU. The other one I was thinking, and cause it's huge recruit with huge expectation, huge brand going into this, goes to a huge school. Trevor Lawrence into Clemson was the other one I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, because there's really only been, when we think about quarterbacks that way, I always think Trevor Lawrence, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck are the big three that in the previous 35 years have just come with the biggest amount of fanfare you possibly can. But I don't know. I kind of like his LeBron take. I do. Because then it had me thinking about LeBron, which had me thinking about Bryce Harper, which had me thinking about Tiger Woods. Now, the difference here is that Arch Manning, although we like played clips of his in high school, he didn't go to an IMG Academy. He didn't go to that big school in Vegas where everyone seems to go. Like, he went to just a very run-of-the-mill high school that isn't even, in football parlances, isn't considered like the greatest place in the world to even go for football. And so, like, I feel like he was... It was more relaxed a couple years ago than what it is since he arrived on campus.
Yeah, and it's been interesting. I think having Quinn Ewers, who is a Texas legend, but I mean, even more so after going from Ohio State and to Texas, like, I think the Arch Manning noise didn't start to last year when Quinn Ewers stopped looking like a potential Heisman candidate and was dealing with injuries and all this other stuff. I don't feel bad for Arch, though. I mean, if you didn't want this circus, you could have gone to a different school. If you don't want the hype, you don't go to one of the 10 great true blue bloods in all of college football.
Well, he's not going to hurt himself going to like Western Kentucky or something just to try to avoid the noise.
His uncle went to Ole Miss. With love and respect to Ole Miss, that circus is not the same thing as with the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember how highly recruited Eli was. I'm sure he had a lot of people that were after him. He wasn't Peyton. We all know that, and it didn't bear out that way either.
But even Peyton in Tennessee,
he did go. He visited Ole Miss. I remember when he did that, and but even with Ole Miss, he'd still have all the attention in the world on him. Like Texas is a different beast. I'm not going to deny that. Texas is, Ohio State is. Mm-hmm. There's definitely certain schools that just bring that much more to the table. But Arch Manning, I think, he'd be just as large at Ole Miss. He could go to Arkansas and he'd still have a bunch of eyeballs on him.
I don't know, but I think putting the Manning brand with Texas elevates this 5%. 10%. I'm making up a number that is honestly unprovable. But my point is, I do think it takes it to just that next level.
Oh, he wouldn't have Ohio State week one if he didn't go to Texas.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
Game is another thing that elevates. I will say, though, the kid to this point, at every opportunity we've seen him, has teased that the hype around him isn't fake. So, like, I think because he didn't look like I don't know what, Peyton Manning in his final year at Tennessee last year, that people are like, well, pump the brakes. It's like, no, he played his second year in college, and he looked like a second year college quarterback with a lot of upside.
So that's the difference, though, is that anyone that I trust in the scouting community and everything like that, when they saw even just the 95 attempts, they point to that and say within those 95 attempts you saw first round ability and first round talent. And that's what kind of gassed this whole thing up, is the idea that even though it was such few opportunities and such few throws, and you got to take the actual results and push it to the side, what they saw was impressive enough and did have the traits of a first rounder that has them as excited as they can get.
Now here's Jordan Rodgers on Get Up talking about that hype and all the things we're just talking about right here.
The hype doesn't match the tape. There are good things, and there are some good things, but the tape to me doesn't tell you got a first round draft pick or a top 10 or a number one overall draft pick or a Heisman hopeful. I think he's going to go into Ohio State and he's going to struggle because he hasn't played anybody. The last time we saw him against a really good defense was Georgia, and he looked out of place, right? He looked really good against UTSA, Louisiana Monroe, and Mississippi State, the worst defense in the SEC. I think there's still a lot for him to grow and a lot we need to see.
Now, part of the reason why we play Jordan Rodgers is because he's the only person that will say this right now. Like Jordan is the only person we can find that is saying those type of statements right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to go contrarian and say, well, how many people just don't want to piss off the Mannings? I would push back on Jordan and say 68% completion percentage, about 1,000 yards passing, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions on 90 attempts. It doesn't look awful. It's weird to me. Like, I don't listen. If Arch was 6 feet tall and 210 pounds, I don't think he'd be getting the NFL hype, but he's built like a prototypical quarterback. He's 6'4", about 220 pounds.
His arm looks the part. He looks the part.
And he does have the Manning brand attached to him, and that doesn't mean he wouldn't flop in the NFL, but this idea that this is hype, to me, hype is when he never played a damn game. To me, hype was when he played at a non-distinct high school.
Right.
Like, to me, hype was when it was his uncles talking about him, and his grandpa really didn't talk about him until he got to Texas, but because I think he was trying to protect the kid. But like, or reporters talking about him on the recruiting trail. Like, I'm not saying that he's fulfilled the hype yet, but I think we should at least wet the beak and say it has been. There's enough here to be excited about what you're going to see on Saturday, and I do think that Manning brand, I think it is something you can trust more than the, oh my gosh, oh, who's the guy that Kurt Warner's kids, who have been nice college football players, but none of them.
The one's now a starter.
Yeah, EJ.
Right? Is that his name?
I think it's a Temple.
Is that the school? I saw the graphic.
At Temple.
I thought it was like a Marshall or somewhere is where my brain is going with that.
Two of his boys have been to a couple schools.
These are the type of bits I love, because both me and you could easily just Google it, yep. And neither one of us want to, nope. So we'd rather just talk it out.
EJ at Fresno State.
Oh, we knew, of course. He actually did start at Temple then. That's why when you said Temple, I was like, no, man. Or did I say Temple?
You said Temple. I said Marshall. I don't even know if there's any equation of Marshall
People
at all.
Have said that Fresno State is the Marshall of the Pacific.
You know what it was, though? It was one of those like graphics that just popped up, and I just saw on social media extremely quickly, and that's all I did with it. EJ Warner. Oh, very unfortunate in a couple different equations that I don't want to talk about right now.
All right, we'll talk about that off the air.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Now, here's one angle we haven't gotten to. I'm absolutely watching this weekend and looking, is this guy going to come out in 2026? How close to ready we are? With respects to Grandpa Arch, who said he's not coming out, and respects to Grandson Arch, who said we haven't made a decision. I'm just here to live in the moment and be a college kid. There's no way that for the rest of this kid's career, we're not watching him and evaluating him game by game, throw by throw, minute by minute, championship by playoff game, by not a championship or playoff game, whether it's hype or if it's just the Manning brand.
I mean, I'm telling you, like it was, it's not me saying this. This is other people that do this for a living. What they saw in the 95 pass attempts, they were really, really impressed with. By the way, you're going to like this, okay? EJ Warner committed to play college football at Temple initially over offers from Colorado State, Hawaii, and Marshall.
Oh, so you did remember it.
How about that?
I like to think we all get partial credit on this.
I think we all get a little bit of credit. Nobody got any smarter or wiser or did anything to help themselves.
And nobody gets 100% credit.
No, not at all.
But here's your shekel of credit. Well, here's my shekel.
If you're
Mac, you get nothing.
If you're EJ Warner, don't you have to just think to yourself, like, I'm leaps and bounds ahead of where Dad was. Like, Dad is like at the same age as Dad.
He's not bagging groceries. So
that's what I'm saying. At the same age as Dad, Dad was bagging groceries thinking he was done. Like, if you're an NFL team, don't you have to think I'm hitting my actual growth around like 22 or 23?
Is that the listen?
That's what I'm selling. If
by my eighth year in college, I will be good enough to be the Iowa Barnstormer starting quarterback.
I mean, I'm stock options here. Okay, you just play the long game. Let's see how this whole thing plays out with me. EJ Warner
216-474-0092. Are you watching Arch Manning with designs on 2026 here in Cleveland? And I will say. The beak has been whetted enough to say, I think we're on the eventual train with Arch Manning. I see no reason to believe that it's been off the track in any way. There is one thing I cannot do with Arch Manning, and it might involve the Cleveland Browns, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I do want to get to how Greg Williams stiffed us and Brian Hoyer saved us in just a few moments here. The only thing that I'm really not comfortable with Arch Manning, when we talk about the hype train, and this is going to be something that I don't think changes until we see him play in the NFL. He has reached a status where he is guaranteed to be the number one pick. Now, that worked out with his uncle. It worked out with his uncles, I should say. I almost said uncle again. I hate that stuff. And a lot of the time, because it turns out to be Trevor Lawrence or Andrew Luck. Like, if you've got an anointed one, generational quarterback, whatever, and they happen to be the, no questions asked, first quarterback off the board, about 10% of the time they turn out to be elite Hall of Fame level quarterbacks, if you're lucky. Caleb Williams was one of these guys.
I was thinking about Caleb.
Jaden Daniels goes too.
It's really hard. I mean, that's part of the whole. I do love that side of sports, though. I love the idea that even though you can be anointed, going to the NFL, there is just another level to it, and it doesn't always translate.
I just love. So I think it's interesting. I don't know that I love it. I guess my thing is.
Oh, I do. I love the curveball of it all. I love the idea that it should get harder at every stage, and you shouldn't have full confidence in any of these guys coming out that they are just automatically going to be great.
I think I more look at it and go, I don't. To me, it exposes the flaw in the NFL or a flaw in the NFL and the idea of groupthink and how when the group is decided, a quarterback is the guy. That's it. A guy can go from not being the guy to the guy if there isn't a heir apparent there. But once somebody's decided that's the guy, I mean, there's very little that can happen in real time. I mean, I guess it happened to Josh Rosen.
Well, and I was thinking about somebody else. Herbert was the guy, and Herbert was the anointed one, and then all of a sudden he was in the same draft class as Joe Burrow, who in one awesome transformative season threw 50 touchdowns, led LSU to an...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
National title and was clearly better, and they adjusted.
By the way, I still don't know. I almost said I don't know who's better. I know who's better. I meant Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa.
And there's a reason why the groupthink in the NFL exists that same way that it existed back in college, because there's a lot of people that were still like, wait, no, we've been telling you guys this kid is the greatest thing since he was 15 years old. We have to see this be true. We have to see this materialize the way that we're telling you it will.
But for instance, Josh Rosen was the guy, and then he had three more bad seasons in college. He still ended up being a top 10 pick.
Yeah, the hot tub in the dorm room didn't help him in many respects.
Oh, I still think that's a baller move. I still respect that.
I thought it looked cool.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I really am excited to see this kid on Saturday. And there will be an ongoing evaluation process. But I think what makes Jordan Rodgers so interesting is that he's willing to say something that the rest of the folks aren't willing to say, because they've already made up their minds that Arch Manning will be the number one pick. It just depends. Well, is it 2026 or 2027?
Is he going against groupthink, or is he just patently wrong? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's a difference between groupthink and then it's so obvious it's all sitting right there too.
Well, what's more likely wrong in scenarios like this, the groupthink or the outsider saying, hey, let's think about this a different way?
Well, I guess it's all your perspective. I tend to think we got to groupthink for a reason. We got the idea that these guys are going to be great, or even in Arch Manning's instance, that he's going to be great with reason. Like, there was still stuff there to begin with. It's not as if he absolutely stunk up the joint, people would move off of it.
What if he looks, for instance, Drew Aller's getting the opposite of this, even though this tends to not go against players the same way, because it's easier to change your mind if they think you're not than if you are in college football. But like, Drew Aller, there are people who were in the midst of changing their tune on Drew Aller last year in that first playoff game,
right?
And the Ohio State, the Big Ten title game, and then all of a sudden he had a bad game at the end of it, and then they reverted course back.
Well, they also pointed to different reasons. They pointed to the idea that he's not played well in a big game yet. Like, it was a culmination for things for Drew Aller.
But that's how it should go. What that tells me is with Drew Aller, in real time, you're trying to decide, is he a good college quarterback? Is he a not good college quarterback? Is he a future pro quarterback? Is he not? I do think the idea that these questions are not be asked about Arch Manning does hint towards that. I think they will.
If he looks mediocre at best halfway through the season and people just had it wrong, I think people will be able to move off of it.
I will be surprised if he looks mediocre with Steve Sarkisian as a head coach and the talent they have around him.
I would be too. And I think that's why a lot of people are sitting there saying to themselves that they think he's going to be really good at every level that he's at. But again, if he does stink up the joint, then yes, people will. There's always flexibility with these things. Now, you're right to bring up Trevor Lawrence. I didn't think Trevor Lawrence was the world's greatest college player, and nobody ever really seemed to move off of that.
216-474-0092. Do you think Arch Manning, as of right now, having thrown 90 pass attempts in college, is guaranteed to be the number one pick? I would be pretty surprised if he wasn't. Most of the time in the NFL before we even get to the draft year of that player, start to just say, no, he's the guy, it means I think they've actually stopped evaluating him with the same kind of scrutiny you might with the next quarterback down on the depth chart. Now, Greg Williams stiffed us. All right. We are restarting the Fantasy Football League. This will be the first time we've played our Fantasy Football League since our buddy Jason passed away. He was our commissioner.
Okay.
He was the final champion of the league as well. So this is a big moment. I finally felt like playing.
Are you naming the championship trophy after him? That seems like the right move.
I don't think we've gotten that far. I know our league, I think actually you might hear it in one of these clips. I don't want to give it away. That we settled on the league name pretty quickly.
Okay.
Because every year we do change it. But we're ready. I was actually, I will take credit. I actually was the one that was like, I think I want to play fantasy football this year. Are we doing it? We all kind of went in on it.
Okay, good.
But Greg Williams stiffed us. We went on Cameo. My buddy Jeremy was putting this all together because he's the new commissioner. And
what's a Greg Williams Cameo cost?
I believe it was 75.
Well, that still seems expensive for Greg Williams.
It was, I will say,
I was thinking like a $35 charge, maybe.
I don't want to give that away yet either.
$50.
50. Are you sir?
Sir? I'm on the website right now.
All right. Which website? Cameo, that's not his OnlyFans, is it?
No, that's in your bookmarks.
But we put good comeback there, young man. Very proud of you. He actually did something good. So we put one in for him, and we said, hey, can you pick the league? And he never responded. I didn't know Tennessee Tech, being a defensive coordinator.
It pays a lot more than Cameo does,
impacted,
I bet.
Well, he's still doing cameos. But he decided, and there's no, by the way, it wasn't because my name was attached to it because we don't have last names on it. Jeremy's reaching out, so there's no hint that it's Nick Wilson in case he just didn't like me. But yeah, he stiffed us. So you know where we went? Hoyer the Destroyer.
Okay, what did Brian Hoyer cost you?
I think it was $35. Initially, it was supposed to be something.
I would have gone with him over Greg Williams anyway.
Initially, I think it was supposed to be $50, and then there was a sale that
Did you guys search in people that had some relation to the Browns that are like under $50? Is that the idea?
Well, no. It was just relationship to the Browns.
What other names were on the options list?
Devin Kajust.
Kajust is loose.
Yeah.
That might have been a good one. Now I want to know what Kajust cost. He should be like $15. And
I think it was about $15. If he doesn't do a good job, he's expensive.
Yeah, he pays you money.
Or $60.
No, we paid $35. That one I do remember. So we got it for $35.
He upped his rate?
No. It was like a flash sale or something like that. So it was marked down.
Okay.
That's what I looked at. I
believe you. I'm not doubting it. I just, okay.
Anyways, here is Brian Hoyer, because I think there's some subterfuge here to get to. Here's Brian Hoyer unveiling our fantasy football draft lineup.
What's up, TJ's Temper Tantrum Fantasy Football League? I love the name. This is Brian Hoyer, former NFL quarterback, former Cleveland Browns quarterback, and Cleveland native. I hear there's a lot of Cleveland fans in this fantasy football league. I get a message from Jeremy asking to randomly pick the draft order for this year's draft. So I'm going to do my best. I feel like I should give Jeremy the first pick because he sent me this message. So I think I'm going to do that. Go ahead, Jeremy. You are now on the clock for the 2025 fantasy football draft for TJ's Temper Tantrum.
All right. One, little TJ Watt shot there. We like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that finally paid off the Fantasy Football League. Two, feels a little subterfuge to me. Hey, this guy sent me this message, so he paid for this cameo, so he gets the first pick.
That's how I would do it. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Even more suspect now. Even more suspect. I think
he doesn't want to think hard on these at all. It's not like he's like, oh, Jeremy.
Hey, that's $35 hard earned.
I know, right?
Like, all right.
It's $60. Cameo gave you a flash sale on it. So if you'd paid full freight, that'd be $60. If I'm Hoyer, I'm making this as simple as I possibly can.
He made $35 in 2 minutes. And by the way, I don't know we're going to play the full thing there.
Anybody has one of my brother's names, they would instantly go number one, and then I would rank it out by names I like or don't like.
Here's the thing. I don't know that the subterfuge is on Brian.
Give me the names of the people on the team, and I could tell you how I'd rank it out right now if you want.
All right, so Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy. Obviously, you're in the group.
How about
Nick?
This?
Yeah.
How about play number two?
And then I'll keep track.
Because this gives the full names.
From there, we'll go with Daryl, Nick, Mac, Dan, Jeffrey, Mike, Hacksaw, I like that name, Randy, and Kevin. So, sorry, Kevin, you're drafting last, but a lot of good players out there.
All right.
I've looked at the names. So obviously I know that you're Nick, so I'm going to be very kind to you in this, but I'm not going to be that kind to you in this.
I already got the third pick. I'm
Is Daryl Daryl Ryder or just a different Daryl?
That'd be a Daryl. Yeah.
That'd be Daryl Ryder.
The Daryl, yeah.
Daryl got invited into the fantasy football group.
I am saying yes,
you said
yes,
you don't
and
play it.
Oh, yes.
I just did a fantasy draft last night. Thanks
Literally,
for the invite.
We talked about this in the pre-show.
ESPN gave me an A in the in my draft. Thank you for Volnick, by the way, being my draft guy last year. I drafted this year myself. I got an A from ESPN. No big deal.
Wait, no. We talked about this in the pre-show, and you said you don't play fantasy football. That was me. That was me floating the idea.
I have a draft that I've been in with my college friends for every year since were in college.
And
together.
You said
it's like 15.
That's
it's like 15 years running.
You said, and I quote, "That's it."
Didn't know Daryl was invited to this. I didn't know it was an open group.
If I invite Daryl, would you also join?
I thought it was like a cabin boys type thing. It was like exclusive to people that weren't at the station. I didn't know Daryl's getting an invite.
I mean, one of the guys passed away. We had to replace him. I thought that was implied when I said, hey, we're restarting this. Buddy Jason has passed away.
I like this for Daryl. Daryl needs hobbies in life. I like this for Daryl.
Suddenly this turned into a shot at Daryl.
No, Daryl, I like this for Daryl. This is good for Daryl. This will keep him a little bit busy. I like this for Daryl. All right, so knowing Daryl, I would give Daryl the number one spot because I know Daryl. Because
you gotta repay that little insult
That's going to be obvious. And also, I don't know Hacksaw, but I know enough about Hacksaw to know that he'd appreciate being number two.
Yeah.
All right. So, but like, imagine that I'm Brian Hoyer in the scenario, and I don't know anybody.
Okay.
So I go nickname first. So I like that Hacksaw is the only one in this group with a nickname. So I'd go Hacksaw first. I'd go Daryl second because I know and like a Daryl, and that's Daryl Ryder, so I just wouldn't know that, but I like a Daryl, I know a Daryl, so Daryl would be number two. Mm-hmm. Then I'd go you because I like a Nick, I know a Nick, so that'd be number three. I'd throw the two J's back to back. It'd be a Jeffrey and a Jeremy situation because they both have J's. I have a J in my name.
Uh-huh.
I'd go with them. Unfortunately for Randy, I know he's always going to be last here. This is just not going to work well for Mandy. For Randy, it's just not.
Mandy.
Poor Randy. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work out well for you. I'd go Mac because I know a Mac and I like a Mac. See how this is working? You see
these
how,
saves?
You see how this
Love
is working?
Love sticking a save.
Honestly, I was thinking I like McDonald's a lot initially, and then I was like, I know a Mac and I like
Power
a Mac.
Power rank Macs now in the air. Nope. Just
McDonald's. Then that Mac.
What about macaroni and cheese?
What, McKenzie?
No. Okay, just continue.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I just did a hand gesture. I don't know what that was. Kevin's in there. I've always liked the name Kevin. Didn't love the name Kevin. Kevin's a nice name.
That's why he's the seventh pick. I mean, I saw you really love Kevin.
I saw what happened here. And then I'll go Mike. Sorry to sleep on that. I like the name Mike a lot. I would have put that higher.
It does not sound like it.
But I slept on it, and then Randy's last.
Wasn't that only
that's
nine?
No, that's it. That's the whole order. That's why. That's one through. I named everybody. I named everybody. That's not easy. It should be easy. That's not easy. All
things
considered.
Do you want $35 for it now?
No, thank you. We'll take a.
I just think for $35 for a 2-minute video, which means this whole thing took 5 minutes.
Did he just, and he stopped after that? That's he didn't really do much else. Full,
well, no. He gives a little fantasy advice. Talked about one or two other things.
Does he do like a cheeky thing of like, make sure you take a quarterback, but not someone like me?
No, one of those type things? He didn't do that. No jokes. Very straight ahead. And but again, I should say, you should go to Brian Hoyer's cameo, and he was great at this. The only thing that bugs me is for $35 for 2 minutes, maybe you don't give the guy paying you. Maybe you've put a little more thought than, hey, you sent me this, so I'm going to give you the number one pick. I kind of feel like Jeremy might have told him to do it.
Well, I wonder if Jeremy looked at other people that had submitted to Brian Hoyer and had seen the... Because they post videos of different cameos that they've done. If he saw a fantasy football example and then saw, hey, person that submitted it, I like that you submitted it. I'm going to go ahead and make you number one.
So he watched the tape.
Yeah, watch the tape. You do a little research on this. Because every person that's on Cameo in the sports setting, they all do... Because they all do these fantasy football orders. And so they all know that they have to post an example of a fantasy football order. And if I looked and saw, hey, you submitted it. You paid the money, it seems like, for this. I'm going to make you number one. Then it's easy just to go with Brian Hoyer.
To be clear, I'm not pointing subterfuge for Brian Hoyer. I'm putting it on my buddy Jeremy. Grade the job Brian Hoyer did picking our fantasy football order.
I'm pretty sure Lima probably could have got this for you like for free if you wanted.
Yeah, I felt like that wouldn't be the same. You get a little money involved. All of a sudden, it just feels better this way. I thought about that. I thought about asking Joe Thomas, and I was like, I feel like that's a blatant abuse of power.
Yeah, you can't bother Joe with this.
Yeah, and I think Joe might...
You can bother Brian Hoyer.
Here's where I'm different than my buddy Jeremy, is that I would have not chosen Joe Thomas because I'm a personal friend. Oh, I don't like the way that sounded. I'm friendly with Joe Thomas. We summer together. And I know he would pick me first. So pick me moment by Jeremy.
Felt like you told that story just so you could say you're friends with Joe Thomas.
We summer together.
Where do you summer together?
Separately. But they're both on Great Lakes.
And it happens during the summer. Yeah. So there we are.
Yeah, we're both on summer at the same time. The Guardians and another red hot streak. Can it happen? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think I've lost all feel for where the Guardians go for here.
Well, I mean, if the trends continue on, they'll go up, then they go down, and then they go up, and then they go down, and this is just kind of the season that they've had.
Now, do they ever go up and they go up?
They never flatline, and no, it doesn't feel like they ever go up and then continue to go up.
I've tried to, because
they've definitely gone down and then went down.
The thing, easy. I think the thing that we've tried to ascertain in the pre-show was whether the Guardians have another hot streak in them. I think the answer is an obvious yes, but I do think, like, I think you kind of need the heater of all time here. Like, I can't remember what the exact win streak number is, because the exact number, I know it was 20-plus games. But was that in September?
Game? The 22-game streak?
It was September, right?
Wasn't it August to September?
August to September, yeah. I think, like, that's slight hyperbole.
Jay Bruce and a ball down the right field line to keep that going for game number 22.
He was so much better than everywhere else than in Cleveland, and it really bummed me out, because I really liked him everywhere else, but not in Cleveland. I think they're going to need, like, another 10-game run a 12-game run, something like that, to get where we want them to be and be in a position of security heading into the final weeks of the season. I think they might have a weak hot streak, like meaning like maybe go 5-2 in a week. I don't know they've got like a 10-day, 12-day, 14-day hot streak or longer than that.
You mean like what the type of streak that they need, yes. Basically.
Yeah.
Could I see them come in here and let's say, I don't know, sweep the Mariners this weekend? And then you look up and it's like, oh, that's a 5-game winning streak. Yeah, for sure I could see that happening. Do I think they're going to win enough to go ahead and get them in the postseason? No, I don't. And if they did go on a 6-7-8 game, something in that stretch, then I feel like it'll fix itself on the other end and we'll have another downward spiral on the other side of this.
What's interesting is it now feels like we've gotten to the point where the goalposts have moved again on like what's a success from here. Cause now it feels like just getting back into that conversation. I mean, like getting back within 2 games, the wild card feels like some sort of victory at this point.
I mean, right now, instead of feeling like they're going up against the playoffs, it feels like they're kind of just going up against, are they going to finish above 500 this year?
Yeah, I will say this. Instead of feeling like you're going up against the Mariners or the Rangers or the Rays or the White Sox or the Twins or whatever, it feels like you're going up against yourself. Mm-hmm. Like it really, and it's gotten to a point where it's like, I know baseball is a game of runs, and that is a cliche that you have to keep in mind every time you talk about this. This team specifically this year has been that on steroids. I mean, on like a level of which of like, there have been so many huge runs here, and like, to me, this comes back to, okay, if we still settled on an offensive philosophy that makes any modicum of sense, and the reason why I ask that is, it's very, very rare that you get this many hot and cold hitters unless none of them are just any good or everyday players.
Yeah, and there's a lot of players that I don't think are everyday players in this roster. We're down to a 4% chance now to make the playoffs, according to Fangraphs. Oof. And so, like, normally where I would say, yes, they can pull it out, maybe not the playoffs, but they can pull out a nice long streak is, you know, a month ago when they pull out a long winning streak, you think to yourself, okay, they got themselves right back in position, and now they just have to play a decent amount of baseball, and then they're in the postseason. But I feel like the emotions of going up and then down and up and down, it's like it's hard to reach in and get that last little stretch to be able to go ahead and play hard and win these games.
Well, and specific to this, I think because the bullpen has been so up and down, I mean, and specifically Kate Smith, let's just put it right on the nose.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust him yet, as closer at least. And, I mean, we've had a couple of okay performances from the rotation, but we went from a stretch during that winning streak where it looked mm-hmm. like, oh, we're setting up for the next run of, you know, the great elite pitching staffs we've had, to it feels like Gavin has regressed. Yeah. It feels like Ciccone even to some degree has regressed, last start notwithstanding. Logan Allen has. Tanner Bibee is fighting his manager. Like, I know the offense, you've got to get like a bare minimum of offense. To me, the ability to finish on a strong September and go on the kind of streak we're talking about really does start with that rotation and just being who they were in the last hot streak before right. this cool streak.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been good enough. And the pitching as a whole, though, I want to speak on this for a second. Kate Smith is the wins above replacement leader right now for the team in pitching. Do you know who's number two at all? Second on the team for wins above replacement. Any guesses around the room?
Is it Luis Ortiz?
No, it's Emmanuel Clase.
Oh.
And what's fun about that is that Luis Ortiz is actually fifth on this list when it comes to wins above replacement.
You said fun.
It's just an interesting little subplot to this whole entire thing. Two of your top five pitchers have been basically just exiled from baseball. It feels like a lifetime ago, and they're still top five as far as pitchers are concerned on this roster.
Well, and like
from a production standpoint,
don't forget at one point Tanner Bibee was top three in WAR, and I think he's negative WAR now.
No, he's above it still. He's actually tied with Clase, oddly enough. But I saw what you're getting at. Fangraphs WAR, baseball WAR is a little bit different. He's worse on Baseball Reference than he is on Fangraphs.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like I don't know. To put Humpty Dumpty back together, I think it would be overly simplistic to say, well, the offense just has to do better, because no, I think the way you go on the run you need to. Then again, I think they can do a couple little runs, right? I think you can do, you can have a couple series. Maybe you get another sweep. But for to be able to stack series wins for the rest of the season, which is what you're going to need to do, and I'm not saying you can't lose a series, but the margin for error there is very thin, and maybe get a sweep or two, is specifically your starting rotation has to just completely regress in a positive way. And it's just, I don't know. I do not know that's what this season's about, because I do think it start. You mentioned the highs and lows. I think we've gotten to a point, and I think we're seeing it with Bibee, that I think the pitchers are imploding because of the pressure on them, because the offense just isn't good enough.
I mean, it's just too many games is the reality of this all. It's too long of a season to then expect them just to keep bouncing back every time they get just down on the mat. And we're at the part of the season where you see a lot of teams just lay down and die.
216-474-0092. Do the Guardians have another hot streak in them? Now, it would make sense. The Rays are better than the teams that kick the crap out of the Guardians for 10 games time. The Mariners are also better, so it'd stand to reason that the Guardians would either sweep or just win
this
series.
Man, this could have been such a big, impactful series. Like, when we looked at this like a week and a half ago, this was going to be the series of series where Seattle was positioned and where the Guardians were positioned. It's amazing how quick it all just kind of changed for everyone.
Quarterback is off the board. What's next for the Cleveland Browns? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.